The Beatles, the Monkees, pop bands from abroad that made young girls squeal with delight. Well, now some really young girls and boys are squealing for a new foursome. They're called the Wiggles. They come from Australia, and they've conquered the preschool set. NPR's Rob Sachs has more.
Kids, get ready to rock.
Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big red car. We'll travel near and we'll travel far. Toot, toot. Chugga, chugga, big red car. We're gonna ride the whole day long.
Once you've seen the Wiggles, once you've heard the Wiggles, it is pretty tough to go back to, I love you, you love me. It really is.
That's Kathy O'Connell, host of Kids Corner, a children's music show that airs on WXPN in Philadelphia. She says the group has been able to stay on top because they've stayed true to their music. Band member Greg Page explains.
First and foremost, we're entertainers because we get their interest by entertaining them, and then we educate once we've got their attention.
And they do that by singing in all different styles, ranging from pop to reggae to Irish songs. The Wiggles always seem to be having a good time. They each dress in a basic color, yellow, red, blue, and purple, and they dance and hang out with other cool Aussies like Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter. But as Kathy O'Connell explains, what sets them apart is the quality of their music.
They really have nailed down something that all the best composers have always known, and that is you have to give people a hook, a pop hook, that they're going to keep getting back to over and over again.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Songwriting has always been a passion for Blue Wiggle Anthony Field. Before he started singing for kids, he and Jeff Fatt, a.k.a. Purple Wiggle, were members of the Aussie band The Cockroaches. Back in the 80s, The Cockroaches went platinum, cranking out pop tunes like this one. Okay, so you can see the repetitive lyric thing was working even back then. But after a decade of touring, Anthony did something not a lot of rock stars do. He quit the band to study early childhood development. It was at Macquarie University in Sydney where Anthony met up with Murray Cook and Greg Peppers. That's Red and Yellow Wiggle for those of you keeping track. They also had musical backgrounds. For fun, the three started doing songs and skits at birthday parties and preschool functions. After Jeff joined up and donned his purple shirt, the quartet was complete. Anthony says the new gig actually wasn't that much of a stretch.
It's funny, the Wiggles' music isn't that far removed from what we did in The Cockroaches. It's just a different subject matter. We're The Cockroaches was all about, you know, girls and love and stuff like that. The Wiggles sing about hot potato and cold spaghetti and stuff like that.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato. Potato, potato, potato.
The Wiggles' popularity grew and grew. Since 1991, their CDs, videos, and books have all sold in the millions. They've added to their cast fun-loving characters like Dorothy the Dinosaur, Wags the Dog, and the ever-so-dashing Captain Feathersword. And don't forget the merchandising. There are Wiggles games, clothes, and of course, action figures. They have a show that airs 17 times a week on the Disney Channel and tour internationally performing live. Backstage before a concert at LA's Gibson Amphitheater, the place was buzzing with kids, their parents, and a celebrity parent with his kid, Olympic gold medal skater Scott Hamilton.
It's positive entertainment, you know. There's no good versus evil. There's none of that. It's all about singing and playing and dancing and just learning, you know, because they really sneak that educational aspect in there kind of in a very stealth way. So we like that a lot. You learn it, you don't even know you're learning.
Scott's excitement is typical of the mood before Wiggles' concert. The parents are giddy, but the kids, well, they're a little dazed, not quite sure of where they are. Red Wiggle Murray Cook says it's all part of being a rock star. For Tots.
getting ready to get on the plane, there was a little boy walked past and he was dressed as me. And his parents saw me, but he didn't notice me. And when they pointed me out to him, he got all shy and he'd be behind his parents. So that sort of thing happens quite often.
Right now, the Wiggles are on the third leg of their North American tour, 55 shows in 6 weeks. Taking the stage, the crowd squeals as the Wiggles emerge in their big red car. The kids are giddy with laughter and jump up and down as the band teaches them how to safely cross the street. Rob Sachs, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And there's more Wiggles at our website, npr.org. Stop at the lights, look both ways.